Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Readings with Linus on this Sunday. It is raining so out here in Washington, but hey, so be it. That's how the weather is sometimes. We are known as Liquid Sunshine. So, Psychic Readings with Linus every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914 on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Spring is in the air. Let's find out what the springtime holds for us. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, manager of the Essence of Success Network, Reiki Master, and psychic. All are welcome, male, female, children. I've been a psychic for over 40-plus years. I do tarot readings, Chinese reading, angel readings. I also connect with loved ones that have passed over. I'll tell you this, for the folks that can hear me that live in Washington State or Oregon, you know I do personal readings when you come to my house, and they are taped for accuracy so you can go back and see how good I am. I'm one-of-a-kind psychic, honest. I shoot from the hip. I don't believe in nonsense. I tell it like it is. The truth will set you free. For a more in-depth reading, from 30 minutes to 1 hour, contact me at www.theessenceofsuccessaltogether.com or leave me a note on Facebook, The Essence of Success Network. I will respond in 24 hours. Now, I do readings Monday through Friday, y'all, from 11 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. at night. I don't work the weekends unless it's an emergency, something you need to know right away. I thank you for your support and enjoy the shows. One question per caller, please. If you need more answers, contact me at the website, theessenceofsuccess.com. Now, today, Miss Nina's in the chat room. The chat room's open. Also, we have a guest with us today. If anybody remember Miss Brenda, well, Brenda's here with us. She's on the Levitating Mindset, our sister network, which at the end, Nina will give you the schedule for that as well. So anyway, Brenda, she'll come in and help. That's what she does. And sometimes she just listens, but it's always a treat to have her here with us. So now, as I begin the program, I always start with a prayer. This time I'm going to do something a little bit different. What I'm going to do is say everyone that's in the listening audience, or in the chat room, or on the phone, I pray that this week in your lives, a miracle will happen, something that will change your life, or that you will see the truth. This year is about truth. So I'm praying for miracles for your lives this week, that the truth be known to you, whatever that is. This is a week of expansion and things going on, so I just pray that God bless all of you with a miracle in your life for the betterment of you. Even if it seems like it might be bad, but it's not, because in the end it all happens for the good. Do believe that everything that does happen in our life happens for the good, even if we don't always understand it. So that is my prayer. I want everybody to experience miracles this week, God, angels, and miracles, and I thank you for that. I am that I am, so shall it be. You can contact me next Sunday and let me know what miracle transpired in your life that helped you understand a little bit better. All right, I think I've talked enough. So let's get this started. And our first call on the show, Psychic Reading Sunday, is area code 516. You're on the line with Lenis, and we have Brenda. What's your name?
My name is Sandra. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, hey. Sandra. Glad that you called. How can we help you?
Thank you. I didn't realize I was going to be the first caller. It's a nice surprise.
Sure.
I have a question about work. I'm currently employed somewhere, but it's, you know, seems to be more of a stepping stone for me, and I just kind of wanted to see what you guys saw coming up. I'm actively sending out resumes and interviewing, but I haven't found just yet what I want.
Okay. I see two things. I see one, like a job around the corner from you, but then I also see there's another opening about 5 miles away from you.
Okay.
Can I ask you something about what you wear to your interview?
Well, it depends where I'm going. You know, if it's something more professional, then I do wear a suit. If it's less, then I wear, you know, a nice dress, slacks, and a nice top to go with it.
Do you ever wear, like, one of those sort of bows that, like, women tend to wear? They're sort of like, you know, they would be like the female version of a bow tie. Do you ever wear those?
No.
You don't. Do you ever see that when you go to the panels or anything?
No.
Huh. I see somebody like that. It seems like it's sort of a pink bow, and it seems like a gray suit, like a professional gray suit, you know, coat. I mean, a jacket and a skirt. And I don't know, I'm not really sure at this point if it's the interviewer or if it's you. It seems like that's the job you're going to feel like that's the deal.
Okay.
So if you're looking for a more professional job where you're in suits more likely, it seems like, I'm not sure what you're looking for, but it seems like you're going to seal that deal. You might get the job and that's not what you're looking for, but you're going to get, you're going to be offered a job like that. At least that's what I'm seeing. I'm not sure what Lenis is seeing.
Okay, and that's, I guess, pretty soon or within a few months or?
Well, I got 3 days to 3 months. So I guess it depends on where you're applying at. Because I know some companies, you know, it has to do with budget, whether they hire right now or they have to wait till a certain time pass to get more money in that particular department or division. But I'm seeing 3 days to 3 months. But it,
yeah, I don't see a long,
it,
that is the first thing I felt, it was not going to be a long time before you actually got an offer.
Okay, because the place I'm working for now is just something, it's like my first job back into the market. And it's just very casual and it's nothing major. And I really think that the guy's going to be closing his doors. I have this funny feeling.
Well, start,
but you're looking
I...
to be more professional, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, ultimately, obviously, that's what I would have to go towards, but I kind of just wanted to, I guess, slowly get back into the workforce and raise my confidence a little bit since it's been some time.
Yeah, well, there's something about your past work or the work you've been doing recently that's going to make it look outstanding to somebody. It's almost like you just pop back into the market and you've done this well. That's impressive kind of thing that you'll hear. So just, you know, when somebody compliments you, just go with it, you know, as if, you know, you're total, you, I don't mean in a conceited way, but
yeah,
certainly like, I know,
take.
I know, I'm, yeah.
I'm
it's
usually
not a surprise,
very humble, so
but,
usually I
yeah,
don't say anything
cue
with some compliments.
They're going to cue into what you're really, your talents. That, I just get that strong feeling, and it feels real professional.
Yeah, there is some place that I looked at that's real close. It's probably within the 5 miles that Lenis was talking about, but I'm kind of nervous about putting in my application because it's like, more professional. It's definitely in line with what I want to do, but I'm like, I don't know. You know, I'm kind of being a little...
You're wavering.
Yeah, I'm wavering. Because I
know
I can do it, but I'm like...
That'll kick a job away from you as quick as a heart attack. Just literally decide that's your job. When you walk in there to put in your application, see yourself walking in there on a daily basis that's your job. But when you put in the application, if you like everything that it reads, say yes, that's it, that's my job, and just claim it. I mean, because Lennis is saying it's just real close, around the corner.
Yeah.
Didn't you say, Lennis?
It's either around the corner or 5 miles from our house. It's not that
far.
Mm-hmm.
It's close, and you're going to get an offer a lot sooner. Then it's not going to be a long, drawn-out you trying to find another job.
Well, that's good.
You'll get the offer before you think you're going to get it.
I
believe that.
Like I said, I think this guy's going to be closing his doors. He just doesn't seem... He doesn't seem very reputable. And I kind of see what's going across his desk every day, and I know it's not a good sign.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter
what
he's doing. So I feel worse
for
other people.
He's just a stepping stone, like you said.
Yeah, it is. I'm not...
Put all your energy and focus into being where you're choosing to be.
True, true. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to landing that good one.
Yeah,
all
I hope
right.
you look
for
Sandra.
A miracle this week.
Thank
yes,
you. That's right.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
You're
Bye
welcome.
Now.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller. Here we go. Next caller is area code 610. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Lennis. This is Sonia. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you too, Sonia. Oh, I'm
Thank
doing
you.
Great.
Did you say you were in Washington, Seattle, or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State. Seattle, Washington.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It's beautiful there. I've always wanted to go there.
Well, you always have fresh
air,
sweetie.
Sunshine.
That's on my bucket list. Yeah, I have so many things on my bucket list that I don't know anymore. thank you for taking my call. And the reason I was calling is because I did speak to you a while back, and you told me that I was going to get a job in February, like around February 17th, I was going to land a job.
Right.
I mean, it really didn't happen yet, but something very peculiar happened last week. I did apply for a position at a pharmaceutical company. It is a sales pharmaceutical rep, and I applied previously within the past month or so, but the position was filled, and then I called someone else, and they told me, no, I keep applying. I applied again, and then a recruiter contacted me. They said, you know, you have to fill out a questionnaire, and if you meet the criteria, they'll call you, and she called me. And I spoke to her, it was Thursday, then Friday came, and I said, well, how long does it take to know? She says, well, I'm going to present your resume to the manager, and it could take a week and a half. Okay, then I received a phone call, didn't think anything of it. It was a recruiter. I'm like, hey, and her name is Susie. She said, guess what? The manager would like to come in for an interview, so my interview is this Tuesday.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's
what did I say at the beginning of the show? Expect miracles.
It's a month
off. Did I say
off,
at the beginning of the show when I did the prayer? So expect miracles this week.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's happened so fast. And the thing is, I had to fill out like so many forms. I spent like 3 hours filling out different information, you know, job references, job information, so many, because it's they represent pharmaceuticals, and there's so many regulations, and I had to, you know, fill out my life away. And that's just for the interview. So I don't know. I mean, I'm a bit nervous because it isn't sales. I haven't really done sales, but I'm very persuasive. I mean, I've done collections. You know, I've worked for a company bringing in money. So those are the examples I'm planning on giving. But I just wanted to see what you're picking up because I'm very, very excited, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Good things. I don't see any problem. You, Brenda? I'm picking up good things for us, like where she's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
well,
why
it
happened
like
so fast.
It's just a slight month delayed than what Lennis told you last. Mm-hmm. You said that it was the 17th of February she had predicted, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm figuring maybe she's just a month away.
And next Tuesday, isn't that March 17th?
Yeah, next Tuesday happens to be St. Patty's.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I just think it's, you know, these things do kind of can be off just like a little bit, a few days, maybe a month or so, but pretty close.
I mean, it's just the interview, and I don't know what's going to happen from here.
You do know what's going to happen.
You're going
to
get the job. Don't question
or
doubt. Don't even put that out there in the universe. Just say that you are going to get the job. That's what you're interviewing for, because you'll be working there.
Right. They're puzzled because they're saying even the recruiter, they're like, "Wow, they want to make sure that you can grasp the training." I'm like, "Listen, I was working in IT. That's my degree, and you know you have to keep up with technology all the time." And they're like, "Well, why do you want to make this change?" I'm like, "Because I always wanted to do it, and I love the medicine field. I love meds and pharmaceuticals and all that type of stuff. And I've always been putting it off. I've been putting it off for 8 years now, for crying out loud." So, I felt like I'll be helping so many people, and I'll feel a purpose, you know what I'm saying? Because a job is a job, and if you don't have that sense of purpose, and if you're not happy, you're not going to do your best. That's what I told the recruiter, and that's what I'm going to tell the hiring manager as well, and which is the truth, you know?
Sure, yeah. Just, you know, use words like, you know, this is my passion. I have been seeking this for a while, and I've allowed myself to do other things, but it's time for me to do this because I know this is who I am. Just really strong, positive things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget to send a thank you card, not letter, thank you card to whoever the recruiter is, and also the person who called you if you have their name and address.
Yeah, it's the recruiter. I don't have their address, but I can send her, once I'm done with the interview, I could send them a thank you note.
Right, or you can actually get a card ready, prepared, and leave it with the receptionist to give to them and their name after you leave. And
write,
"I really enjoyed this discussion with you, and I really see myself working for this corporation for so many reasons." And thank you for your time. Put your name, and I hope you hired the best person for you, that you need for the job. Move on.
And the thing is, they're looking for someone who's bilingual, and it happens to be almost my first language, Spanish.
There you go, honey. It sure sounds like it's your job to me. Now you have to believe it.
Oh, I believe it. I'm like so excited. I'm like, because I've been without a job since December.
Don't focus
and
on that.
And I know
totally focus on that. This is my job, and it's time for me to work.
Yeah, I'm excited. I really am.
Yeah. I don't feel resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it don't give any negative resistance to anything. Don't care where you've been or whatever. Just, you know, see yourself. And when you walk through those doors, you're walking into your job. How you feel every day when you walk in there.
Absolutely.
As if you're there, you have the job. Okay?
Yeah, it's true.
But, yeah, I don't feel any resistance to it, Lenis. I think it's all signs that this is finally it. You're finally there.
Oh,
and you're true to your passion.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's actually happening. It's like, wow, it's like a dream.
Yeah. It's your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I will let you know next time.
We're just going to
tell you congratulations, Sonia, for your new job. How's that?
Thanks, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
congratulations,
Brenda.
On your new job.
Yeah. Sure. I'll call you guys back on Sunday and let you know how everything went.
Yeah, we'll
have
to pop the champagne.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Sandra, for calling, and God bless you, and look for that miracle this week.
Absolutely.
You are it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, Lenis.
Thank you.
Lenis and Brenda, I want to interrupt you just for a minute, please.
Sure.
Lenis, if you can go back up on the queue, you've missed about 4 or 5 callers.
Oh.
I was wondering
what happened to the... Oh, I see now. Okay.
Okay,
because I was wondering what happened. I wrote all these people down. I was like, why am I way down here? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ooh, let me get back up. I was like, why are all these people?
I think you're at 626.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, Sandra's gone. Thank you, Sandra, for calling. Okay, now we're back up. What was it, 626? Yes. Area code 626,
hello?
You're on the line.
Hi.
Is this
hello?
Sonia?
Hi. No,
how are
no.
you?
Oh, that's
okay.
66.
I'm sorry. 626,
where
yeah.
are you?
Who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole.
Good. I have a question. So I've known this person for a while. His name is Brian, and we just hung out like a couple days ago. And I've known him for like since 2007. Just a friend. I've known like a family member, and he was telling me like he liked me or whatnot. And he's actually I used to live in the East Coast, and I live in the West Coast now. So he travels here a lot, and I met up with him, and then, you know, we got intimate or not. We talked, but I wanted to know what are his thoughts about what happened and, like, what do you see? I mean, I don't even know if I should expect anything, but what is his thoughts about me after, I guess, Friday?
I feel like he wants to start anew. Go ahead, Brenda.
Oh, really? See, my feeling when she first started speaking and she was talking about a gentleman, just before he said his name, I think he said Brian, I felt friendship.
Yes, we're friends.
It just keeps going over and over and over. So even though he may say that, you know, he's interested or something may have happened, I don't see his feelings moving beyond that. But...
Mm-hmm.
He might be just, I'm not sure, it sounds like Linus is going to say something else, but he could be just testing the waters to see, but I don't have a strong passion coming off, reading off of him. I'm not feeling it.
Well, the thing is, I'm probably the same way. I don't even know, like, what it is, but I just wanted to know what was his thought. Did he, like, think anything differently? Was like, because he was like, I'm excited to see you. Like, he was just, I guess, maybe out of curiosity. And so I just wanted to know, like, did he feel the same? Did he enjoy Friday? Did he just not, you know?
I picked up he wants to start as brand new, like a brand new relationship. Just
okay.
beginning.
With?
From ground floor, and then you work up to wherever you want the relationship to go to. But right now, Brenda's correct. You are friends. But if you want more
yes.
from that,
and that's
you're
more
at
important.
The very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're
mm-hmm.
at the very beginning. That's what I feel he is, too. It's like from the ground floor moving up. So
okay, this
you
this
are
actually,
friends
but I
right
really,
now.
Okay, so the next
more
day... Yeah, the next day he was still in town from what I understand, and he didn't message me. Like, he kind of, like, messaged, like, hi, but he didn't, like, ask me to, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, let's have brunch or whatever. So I was just curious, like, was he just kind of, like, didn't want to feel awkward because obviously, like, we went to the next level. Like, he didn't message me the next day and, like, initiating me to, like, come out again. Like, he just kept it dry, like, you know. So I was curious why he did that, like, you know, knowing that he doesn't live here, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm confused.
I just don't feel I don't feel the passion yet. I mean, maybe that's something he's hoping to generate.
Well, no,
not.
I don't feel the passion towards him either. But, I mean, I would think that, like, he would be like, hey, like, you know, what are you doing the next day? Like, and he didn't do that, you know?
Well, that's when men are passionate about somebody, they tend to be that way. They don't even care that 6 hours, you know, you might need sleep. They still want to talk to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little boys. I'm not degrading them in any way. It's just when they're really excited, they're really excited. They don't normally quell that. When they're playing it cool, their feelings and emotions are still sort of cool. That's why I'm saying all I'm feeling
yeah.
is You know, we all know that, you know, people have, you know, either have been intimate with their friends, but it doesn't necessarily change the scope of their feeling at that time. It can happen
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
As Linus is saying, he's trying to start anew, and maybe he is feeling awkward. I just get a strong sense that it's just friendship. I don't think he's Maybe he's just confused about what to do with it, too. I'm not feeling confusion. I'm just feeling not passionate. And you in yourself saying you're not passionate yet either, it's sort of like, why would he call?
Except yeah, well, he was, like, very, like, anxious, like, and looking forward to seeing me and stuff. And then, like,
you're
we talked, like,
passion.
Today.
You're describing passion. You're describing somebody who's passionate about somebody, like when they've actually started to fall or they just can't wait to see them and talk to them. And that's when people are... So if you're
because
looking
he was
for
like
passion...
That. Well, no, he was like that prior to Friday. And then after that, like, he just was kind of like, didn't, like, really, like, initiate to, like, hang out again. But we still, we talked. So I don't know if he was just kind of, like, wanted, like a little space to figure out what, like, just happened. I don't know.
You feel like you got
used, yeah.
Nicole? You feel like you got used?
I wouldn't say used, but, like, because he's, like, very quiet and reserved and kind of, like, you know, like, he doesn't express himself very well. But, like, I don't know. I'm just curious, like, what was, like, going through his head, like, did he think of me, like, less or more after? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I'm just asking you, do you feel like you're being used? You're looking, to me, I feel like you're looking for expectations that are not there. You're expecting
something, and
it's not there.
No, because the thing is, for me, it's hard for me to get attached to somebody. I'm definitely not attached to him or even in love with him. I liked him as a friend, but I didn't want to, I guess, like, jeopardize our friendship. I don't think it will, but I don't know if I recreated, like, an awkward, like, surrounding. I don't know. It's just kind of confusing, you know?
I don't.
Well, don't overanalyze. You're overanalyzing.
Yeah, I don't see your friendship
going away. Just take it as it goes. It's just a friendship. Don't have expectations. Like, oh, maybe he's going to call me tomorrow. Maybe he'll call me this evening. Forget the expectation. Expectations never work. And I tell people that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations do not work. You know who you are, and you know a little bit about him. Brenda feels it's friendship. I feel it's friendship, but it's also a root base if you want it to be more. Now, will it become more? That's between the two of you. I don't see that. Brenda sees nothing but friendship. So I saw some other things, too, but that's why I asked you, did you feel like you were being used? Because
what
you're
other
asking
things
for
did
other
you
things.
See?
Well, that you had sex with him and maybe you felt like you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Okay,
maybe,
I shoot from the hip. Don't ask me if you don't want me to tell.
No, I want you to. I mean, that's what happened, you know.
Yeah, well, that's all that I can say. That's all I can say right now is just from the bottom. Next week, I've told people, look for miracles. Hey, maybe it's a miracle that it's good that you're not involved with this man, or maybe the miracle could be that, hey, you're starting a new relationship from the beginning and working its way up, which is beautiful. So,
yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sandra.
No, not
Nicole,
Sandra.
Excuse me.
Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole.
It's okay.
Nicole,
thank you. Have a good one.
Here, Nicole.
Yeah, you too. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there, your moderator. And we have a special guest with us today. Brenda's with us on the show today, which is always a treat. Okay, area code 719. You are on the air with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, this is Julia. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Julia.
How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well, thank you. Goodness gracious.
Hey.
Well, I am in the process of divorce. I had mediation a couple weeks ago, but, you know, still some things that are unsettled, so I was calling to see what you guys pick up around that and kind of how it's going to go for me.
Good Lord, I got a headache right away before you could say divorce, right on the front of my head. So before you said that point, I had already felt that something ain't right.
Yeah, but I feel she's more okay than he is, Or
yeah,
whoever your
like
partner
lightning's
is.
Like going to strike him, and she's going to come out smelling like a rose. Hello, Brenda. We both picked up on that. That's what I felt, too, like lightning is getting ready to strike. But for her, it's like, yay. For him, it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's really
tired.
Yeah,
I got the pain, but it was a little lower into the back.
I get a feeling from him being extremely tired, and he's gonna almost the things that he's gonna sort of give in to or whatever is because he's really exhausted with the process. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it just kept getting dragged out. There was like finally the third appointment that we had to get into mediation because we had one in December and that got canceled, one in January, that one got canceled, and then so we finally got it in March. And now they've got another appointment scheduled for the first week of April to kind of see where things are. But it's like a progress report, basically, that they do with the judge for like 15 minutes. So it's still in process.
Yeah, I get the impression that you were made of stronger stuff than he ever realized. So that is interesting. Almost like he had a different perspective about who you were.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how your relationship started out, but it was almost like I think he felt he had so much more control.
Yeah. Well, he had control for a long time. It took me a while to finally get the gumption to, you know, to make the decision to file and to move forward because I was in fear for so long and just kind of spinning my wheels. So it was definitely a process for me. It wasn't a, you know, quick decision. Oh, today I think I'll, you know, do this.
Sure.
So, yeah. Well, congratulations to you for your courage and your strength.
Yeah, thank
you.
We
both mean that, Julia. Yes.
It's going to resolve, but it's going to resolve not so much the way he wants it to, but it literally he's really wearing out. I don't know, Lennis, does he have a health problem going on there? It's kind of weird that I'm getting that. I don't really do the physical stuff that Lennis does. Can you read a physical thing off him?
What's his first name? Because I'll tell her the other part. What's just the first name, that's all.
You want the name or
Julia?
The initial?
No, just the first name, that's all.
Kent.
Junch?
Kent, like Clark Kent.
Oh,
Superman
Kent.
With Clark
okay.
Kent.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine, okay.
I have a feeling something's off.
Stroke. Heart.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
Is not for you to feel guilty or whatever about. This is how he's whatever he's done to himself. And and trust me, it's not just based on what you are going through by the separation and the divorce. But he's wearing down. And I don't normally say anything about health, but Lennis knows. So she's real accurate about that. So he just needs to really be careful. When he starts to get excited, just try to, you know, stay calm.
Okay. Well, I moved here like a week ago. I'm in a different state now, so I'm, you know, starting the process of moving forward myself.
Yeah, it's your life.
Well, you
it's
will,
time
Julia.
For you. Yeah, it is, Julia.
Like
it's time
I
for you to get on with your
lightning
life.
Lightning fast. Something's going to happen this week, you know. We'll be for the betterment for you. For him, no. So, you'll be fine. You're doing
okay. Well, thank you, ladies. I really appreciate
about.
It. And it's good to hear you again, Brenda. It's been a while since we've heard you. So.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
You know
care.
She got to check in on us.
Yeah.
I keep trying. Sometimes I miss the mark, but I'll try to get here more often.
Aww. Well,
thank
have
you.
A great week, and I hope you both have wonderful miracles happen in your lives. And
well, amen
a
to that,
thing to
Julia.
Look forward
thank
to,
you.
Right? Expect a miracle.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah, let
to
the
that.
Blessings
amen.
Lay upon us all.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right, well, take care and have a great week, and thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Oh, you're most all welcome. Right. Thank you, Julia. Okay. Area code 786, if I can just get it over there. I don't know why it's doing that now.
Can you get it? I can click it.
Okay. You click it.
Okay. Hold on.
Try.
There we go.
I just got it. Okay. Yeah.
Hello?
786. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. Hi, Brenda. This is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Good.
I'm fine, but you're not. You sound like you're in a depressed mood right now. What's going on? I can feel it.
Yeah, it's work.
Somebody lied
to
you. Let me hush.
Well,
go ahead.
I felt like the last position that I interviewed with, I really felt very confident about it, and I believe I did all the right things. I definitely was very engaged in the interview process. I sent out the thank you cards. I called to definitely check on progress, and I didn't get it, and that was really disappointing to me. But, I mean, there's no time for me to sit and wallow, so I just wanted to know if you see me getting a good position, hopefully sooner rather than later, because it's been a rough, like, several months has been really rough, because I've gone into all interviews thinking, okay, I'm going to do great, I'm going to impress them, and it seems to go well, and then it doesn't happen. So I just want to know when you guys feel that I will get that job.
Okay, what's your name again?
Samantha.
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 You just dodged a bullet. I can't. So when you started to talk about the interview, all I kept hearing was no, 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 no. Thank God you didn't get it. There's so many horrible things that would have happened to you there. I don't know if you're hoping to apply to other jobs there. If they're going to be in a completely different division, that would be good. But there is something really bad about what would happen to you there. I mean, like, stuff like even somebody trying to sexually harass you. I just get such a negative feeling from that. Before you even continued to go on and started, it came to me. So I'm not sure what Linus is seeing, but trust me, something's coming for you, and the delay is because it's going to seat better for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't always know it, but we dodge bullets every day. We don't know it. Sometimes, you may get a feeling like, ooh, but it's going to become clear to you one day, and you're going to be like, thank God I did not get that job. Mm-hmm. Just like, you know, when we date someone or we go on one date and we think we should have done more, and then later we find out they were a wife beater and, you know, or, you know, went to jail, all kinds of creepy things.
Yeah.
You dodged that kind of a, it was a big bullet. So you might feel a little depressed. You might feel like things are not, but trust me, you're being guided. Be patient as you can
greater.
Be. But things are going to happen. Yeah. Tell her, Linus.
Yeah, you're being guided for something much greater. That actually was a blessing for you. As Brenda said, there were things that was before you. You would have, I'm not going to say hate, you would have disliked getting that job.
Yeah.
So Brenda's very correct. And her analogy is good, because I wanted to say that to you too. It's like being with some guy and he's done you wrong. That's a blessing, because now you know what you don't want in your life is that type of person or character. This job, good thing that you didn't get it, because that's not what you want in your life. You thought it was. You know, and it all of a sudden it was a change, like, what the hell's going on here? So a sure thing for you got changed, but that's fine. Somewhere else you're going to get the go-ahead signal for what you really want.
Yeah, it's not the job. I mean, you can certainly go for that kind of a job. It's just the personnel you're going to be around were going to be really bad for you.
Oh,
really bad.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so don't. In fact, me and Brenda don't want you to feel depressed about this. Actually, I want you to feel joy. Keep applying. Go somewhere else. Keep applying, but something will change this week for you. So keep applying, Samantha. and you'll be more happy. You'll call back and tell me and Brenda how much happier you are. You can't see what we can see, but just keep applying. Something will change this week greater for you.
Okay.
Even if
Thank
it means you.
You
don't start work till the end of the month. I understand that you're concerned about your finances. So be it. God bless you. But something will transpire this week that by the end of the month, you will be working at some place that you will feel good about.
Oh, wow.
You don't
Thank
mind
you.
Getting up, going to work, doing 40 hours every week, or the people that you work around.
Yeah,
okay?
I completely understand that.
Yeah.
And I thank you, and I thank Spirit, and I thank God. Because, I mean,
oh, yeah.
After I did get upset, I just said, you know what, if this is meant to be, it will be. And if it's not, okay, I just want better. And you're right, that's the reason why I left my other job. I couldn't deal with the personnel. So I definitely wouldn't want to go back to something
fine.
Like
and,
that.
And, but you're on the right path, Samantha. You're on the
that's
path
right.
for a good job. Just don't... Just because that one didn't turn out, that wasn't the one for you. Like Brenda said, that there's one coming that's greater. I see that, a greater job coming for you. Better pay and definitely a good environment. But it'll be with the quickness when it comes
up. And you'll
be
taken care of. Somehow your finances,
yep.
It's going to work out. When we look back on this stuff like a month or 6 months or 2 years later, we're like, man, I really thought I wasn't going to make it. And it's like all this happened and it was so much better. So, yeah, don't worry about the finances. Don't worry. Like they say, worry is the misuse of imagination. Just go with the thought process like, well, wonder what's going to happen. You know, if I need to pay my rent, something's going to happen. It'll happen. God can take
mm-hmm.
care of all these animals who don't have jobs or whatever. And I know we think it's easier for them to go trap, you know, something to eat or whatever. It's not easier. You know, but they're being taken care of, and we are certainly not less than.
No.
Yeah.
You're certainly not less than. And so knowing that you didn't like the personnel at the last place and it was not a good fit, the universe is trying to help you get to where it's going to be better for you and you don't have all those stressors. Because who needs that when you're going to work, too?
Mm,
nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, be
and
happy.
Tell the universe, show you that job. It will.
Yeah.
The universe will show you. See, I'm applying, universe. What direction do I need to be going or doing? Because you're on the right path. We just want you to continue that.
Yes.
Don't let this one position get you down because it's something greater. And that's what we want. Brendan, I want you to think. Be joyful and just think, you know what? There's a greater job. Something really good is coming for me.
Oh,
I don't know what it is, but I can just feel it.
Mm-hmm. It always works out that way. You'll watch, you'll call
yeah.
back, and you're saying, you know, I really love it here. You'll do it. We've had people call in, same thing. And they've been down, and they came back, and they had better jobs. You trust me.
Amen.
Trust us.
I do, and I just want to thank you both so much for just changing my perspective on it, because I was down, but the way that you ladies explained it to me makes perfect sense, and that's what I've been praying for, to be guided into the right direction. And thank you for letting me know that I've continued on that path.
Yeah,
well,
you're good,
you're most
Sam,
welcome,
Samantha.
You're
welcome.
But don't, you're good, too. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Put yourself up there. Remember, everybody's a queen.
Yeah, and you're being taken care of. You don't see it right away, but you're being taken care of. And that's
thank
why
you
got
so
through, because you needed to hear this. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you, Samantha. Have a wonderful week, and look for that miracle. Okay. Area code 516, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Oh, it's Sandra from earlier.
Oh, hi.
Stay on.
I
want
to get down to the bottom.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Stay on. Area code 323. Yeah.
Hi.
323. You're on the air with Brenda and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. Hi, Brenda. Yvette.
Yvette?
Yeah. How are you
okay.
ladies doing?
How's California?
Fine.
You guys got sun or rain?
We have sunshine. It's a bit hot, but there's a little bit of a breeze, which makes it nice.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we know your
I
environment
have...
looks good. What's going on?
I would like to ask the divine love question.
A divine love?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever, you know, kind of like what you're getting on the forefront.
Yeah.
Yippee.
Okay, ask your question.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to know what you guys were getting on the forefront of love coming into my life.
Of what coming into it? We need to focus on
of love
on
coming
what?
Into her life. She wants
oh,
to know what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what first popped into my mind, because when you said divine love, I thought, okay, this person isn't in your immediate life at the moment, but I believe they're coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see them in your life, as in I don't. They're, it's not somebody that's around you that some people call in, and it's actually someone in their life. But
right,
you haven't met this person yet.
Okay.
Do you like dark-haired men?
I actually do. I mean, I like blondes. I like redheads. But sometimes, you know, I like that. I'm gonna be corny, but maybe like that classic JFK, John Jr., JFK, you know, that kind of swaggy kind of look. Kind of guy.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I do, I don't know if it's your thoughts or, but I do see somebody with sort of darker hair and a little more fair complexion.
Okay.
So it's sort of Italiano kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But I do see dark hair.
Okay.
And a bit of a squarish face. Not really
okay.
Hard, angular face, but it seems more square to me. Linus, you got a name or something?
No, what I got was, while you were talking, because I was concentrating on her, I got that she badmouthed some man not too long ago.
Oh.
You're quick to cuss somebody out, and you're going through a metamorphosis right now as far as your relationship with men. What you're expecting, your clarity, or what you want.
Hmm.
Well, I think you might be, you're kind of right, but can I explain to you?
Sure.
Funny enough, well, I got a reading from you about this one guy that was in my space a while ago. He was always in my space, and the energy was really nice in the beginning, and it seemed like we were on the same level, and then all of a sudden, he kept crossing boundaries, you know, hugging me and touching me in ways that were kind of really inappropriate, but the hugging and touching would be more something you do for a lover, a wife, a girlfriend. And even though he was nice, I didn't really like, I was thinking, okay, I'll let this pass. And, you know, then something energetically happened where I had to take off a week from where I know him from, my class. I had to take off a week for personal reasons. And when I went back, he totally, like, gave me attitude. So I figured, okay, that was God's way of just taking him out of my space, which was kind of nice because if he can't approach me in a way that I would like a man to approach me, then he's not the one.
Right. Well, that's when
so
you bad
energetically,
mouth.
Huh?
Go ahead. No,
so
that's
energetically,
the one that you
you're accurate about the
energy.
No, she said that's the one that you badmouth. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was more energetic. I didn't like, I mean, I think he's a nice person. I didn't like feel like, I didn't do anything like, he's a jerk, he's an idiot. I didn't do any of that. I just figured his energy wasn't appropriate to entering my field as a goddess. I mean, it was like,
he's a little immature.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I get that. And nothing wrong. I mean, he's a nice person still. Just like, he's just not the one for me. But he just, you know, so that's what you picked up on, which is kind of interesting.
Okay, Yvette, are you quick to let somebody know what time it is or where they stand with you?
Well, you know, I gave it, actually, I wasn't like, yes and no. I mean, obviously, if someone's approaching me inappropriately and then it gets to a point like that guy, I was figuring, okay, dude, you keep touching me like this. And even though it was kind of nice, I'm like, you better ask me out because if you're not asking me out, then you could just move on because it's not okay.
No, mm-hmm. I understand all that. I was beyond that.
Right.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
What I'm picking up is that you're going through a metamorphosis regarding relationships. So you're almost
probably
to me like, what is it, a worm or something that turns into a butterfly?
A cocoon.
Cocoon, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then it turns into this beautiful butterfly. So that's where I see you are right now.
Transitional.
Like, making it clear. Yeah.
Excellent.
So Brenda saw
that.
You with Italian. Those are the things that I picked up on you.
Those are all important things. I'll take them all. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, when you're in transition, you know, keep things light, and that's really good. And just, you know, you don't have to say necessarily straight out you're not the one, but
No, I'm not saying no. I would never do that.
No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying you keep things light. But yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, I feel. Yeah, I've been doing.
He'll hold his own with you. Yeah, it's not going to be a. You know, he'll hold his own with you, and it's something you'll like.
I love that.
So,
yeah. I definitely need a man, not a boy or a baby.
No. And
you, know,
and you wouldn't
it.
Tolerate a weak man anyway. A weak
I
man.
I deserve it.
You wouldn't even go there. Yeah, he's got to be strong mentally.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome, Yvette, and we wish
you
the very best. And this ought to be an interesting week for you, young lady.
You know what? I love what you said, too, about claiming the miracles, because that's what, you know, that's. I kind of had a similar intention today in yoga class. When I was a little kid, I asked for something, and for a whole week at school, I got it, and I was like, well, why can't I just do that with everything in my life?
You can.
Yeah, like what you just said, yes.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah.
We're gonna
You're
put it out
most
there today.
Welcome, young lady. All right.
You
have a wonderful
you,
week.
Bye. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay, area code 818. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Susan.
Suzanne.
Okay.
Suzanne.
Yes. Lennis, today is exactly a month that I heard you for the first time, and I wanted to call you. You are doing a very, very good job. Thank you so much for being here and being in service.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try.
You're not trying, darling. You're doing it. You're doing
it. Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah. So, as I said, the very first time I heard you, it was on February the 15th, right after the Valentine's Day. And, of course, after that, you didn't have your shows for a few weeks. We know why. However, last Sunday, you took my call, and then you hung up on me, and my heart was crushed.
Oh,
I did?
Yeah, I know you didn't mean it, darling. I know you didn't mean it, but anyway. So it wasn't meant to be.
Let me apologize right now in front of everybody.
No.
I apologize to you for doing that, because I really try not to be rude. So if I did that, I do apologize.
I know you are not. I know you didn't mean it. It just happened because you have too many lines, lots of calls, so it just happened. I was just talking about myself. Anyway, darling, forget it. I didn't keep any grudge in my heart.
Okay.
This is my situation. I had near-death experience 8 years ago, exactly on my birthday, and after that I became disabled, so I'm still living with my son. And we moved to this house only 6 months ago, and now the landlord wants to sell the house. My son doesn't want to buy this one, and we have to move out, but there are like 2-3 different options. So some days he's saying that he wants to buy a house and we would be there together. And then the next day he will say, no, I want to get my own space and I will help you to get your own space. What do you see, darling?
You two are going to be together. You know why? Because of finances. Because of finances. I see your son is going to purchase a house within the next 2 years. He'll be purchasing, but I see a townhouse where it's upstairs, downstairs, two bedrooms, two baths. So, yeah, you will be moving. He doesn't want to buy that. You are so correct. but it'll probably be 2 years before he really finally buys something. But, yeah, I see you guys moving into like a townhouse, upstairs, downstairs, townhome.
Is a townhome not a duplex or something like that?
Yeah, that could be it too, Brenda.
Yeah, because it seems like
one,
you guys have there. You somehow worked it out so that you have enough space from each other.
Yeah,
it's almost like the only way it would work for him, but it's still supportive for both of you. It seems like you. Well, I'll tell you what I get. I get the impression that you guys actually have enough personal space to make it work, which I don't believe that you have enough right now where you're at. It's home, you know, and where we are, even if it has problems, it's home. So, you know, it's where we go at night or wherever. But it seems like you guys are going to have something like that, whether it's townhome or a duplex, or maybe there's going to be a mother-in-law on the space,
attached
on the property. But
yeah.
It seems like you're going to have, it's enough that you're both happy, but you're still connected in a way that neither of you has to worry.
Well, the only thing that worries me is my financial situation, because I'm getting disability, so it is not enough to get my own space. I live in LA area, and it's too expensive. So do you see disability, and do you see any kind of miracle happening to me, any kind of financial changes for me? Because I'm trying to start my own business, to do something. Do you see any change in my financial situation?
Mm-hmm.
In June.
Yeah.
And you guys are moving to the suburbs. I see you're near the city. If you go out into the suburbs or urbanette, whatever they want to call it, you and your son will find a place that will be comparable for both of you to live in. But you got to get out of the city.
You're not going to be far from each other.
Yeah, but he has a business here, so he cannot move that far.
Well,
does he have a car?
Yes, of course, but still in L.A., business should be closer. Otherwise, you're spending too much time on a freeway.
Let me tell you something, and I hope you're hearing me. It's time for you and your son to start thinking outside the box. Because the way you're thinking is what's locking you up, both financially and what it is that you need so you can both live happily. You guys are making it difficult for yourselves, not the world around you. So he may think he has to be right there, whatever. I don't know if his business can be portable or not. Or if wherever you find a place is going to be shocking because no one will believe you found it where you found it. But you need to change your way of thinking and be open to some great possibilities. So the worry you're feeling, it's time to let that go. And, you know, if you're going to start a business, you don't want to start it with a heap of stress and worry from this that you know is going to work out. You love one another, and you want to support each other. That's there within you, or you wouldn't be where you're at now. So open your mind to possibilities. Just say what it is you're looking for, a place where you're both close enough and can support each other. You can financially afford it because of however your life is going, and it's convenient for both of you. Stop attaching all these other things to it, because then that sets up the worry. You know, we're to manifest based on what we're choosing to do, not the limitations we think we are living under. So,
no, it's not that I'm thinking. It's just I know because he has like 3 more years because he's leasing the space for the business, so he cannot leave. He has to stay there. Anyway, thank you so much. So I'll do my best, and I'll try to remember your words and to keep in my mind that I should always look forward and ask the ones which I'm looking for.
Yes, yes, Suzanne, it's all going to work.
Yeah. If you listen to what Brenda said, it'll work out for the both of you.
You'll be surprised. And it's what you guys didn't think was available, and it's going to be available. Trust me.
Yeah.
Trust us.
Put some feelers out this week at different locations, because I just saw when Brenda said about the duplex, I saw a little house in the back. It was like a two-bedroom with a bath that's attached to the property. So just listen to what Brenda had said and go about, because you might find something this week and surprise yourself.
Okay, I will be looking forward to it. And,
you're positive.
Yes.
Yeah, ride with that, honey. You got it. You got it in you. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
I just wanted to hear you.
Yeah, you make that happen. I'm counting on you to do that and call back and tell me.
Okay, I promise I will.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful one.
Okay.
Area
code 216, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hello, how are you both? My name's Sharon.
Fine.
Hi, I called back in October, I think I called last time. This seems to be the theme of your show this evening, work.
Yeah.
I am looking for permanent work, and I'm contracting at various places. And I want to know if I'm going to get a go-ahead this week. Her name's Valerie. It's one of my recruiters. I should have heard from her Friday.
Valerie's got some personal issues going on, I could tell you that. Putting a little delay in her business.
She gets her wires crossed.
Does she? She's a recruiter.
There's something going on in her personal life. Trust me, it's infusing what she's doing.
Okay.
May not be the way she normally operates.
Yeah, because what could be promised may not be delivered. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wondered.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear from her Friday. Well, if not, do you see me finding employment soon? I would have taken this job. It was a 3-month assignment, but it was great money because you can contract in temp and it's decent money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting. I would have taken it in a second. It doesn't look good. I should have heard something Friday.
I don't think that you've lost that job. Do you see?
Okay.
I think it's still in the works.
Okay.
I just think that Valerie is having some personal problems. I mean, when you said her name, then the first thing that came up is she's having some personal problems.
Nice. She has got me some good, I mean, she's a little cutie. She's got me some really good jobs. Well, I've been looking, of course I'm looking for what, you know, my dream job, but I just haven't found it yet. So I've been contracting until then.
Oh, yeah, you stay on your path. Just keep on.
I am. Oh my God. You don't think
it's good for you to do contract stuff because it's sort of like it'll be the hand and glove thing for you, and then everything's just going to bloom around you.
I know.
Because you just have that in you. You got that spirit, you know, it's just effervescent deep in there. So I think that Valerie's going to contact you. I just think that she's got to deal with some stuff, and that sometimes happens to us. Our personal lives take precedence. But I think she still has something for you. At least I feel that. I'm not sure. But Lennis can tell us.
No, I agree. I agree, yeah. There's still something coming for her, so she'll hear this week.
You think I'll hear something this week?
But your overall game plan, stay true to it.
I know. Do you feel me finding my job soon? Will I find it at least by summer?
Yeah. Why did you say summer? June popped right up when you said that.
June?
Did I?
Okay.
Just as she said that, June popped up in front of my face.
This has been a struggle, you guys, for 9 months, I tell you.
Yeah, it is hard.
Positive. It's easier to say, I know.
But I'm going to tell you just a little thing about you, Sharon, real quickly.
What's that?
You're really not meant to work for other people.
That's so funny.
Oh,
well,
I don't know what's going on in your mind or what kind of thought processes you have in there, but, yeah, you're really meant to have your own business, and you'll bloom at it. So whatever it is that's in the back of your mind and you've been sort of working on and not really telling anybody and you're waiting to have the finances to feel it, that's why I'm trying to tell you, that's related to you stay on your path. Because you will work for other people, but trust me, you're going to explode with your own stuff soon.
I want to work for other people. I want to work for a company, but, like, be my own boss. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Human resources.
Yeah.
I have a strong insurance and financial background, but I want to do the insurance part, but go out and do the benefits and help people. You work for you pretty much work for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You're a consultant.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
There you go.
But you do
go.
See by June, Lennis. I heard that, but I am going to get it. Do you think Valerie will come through for me this week?
Yeah, it'll just be temporary jobs, but come June, it'll
I
be
know.
Permanent. What you just said, I mean, the angels are showing it to me quicker than you were saying it. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, so
okay.
You're on point. It is going to happen because that just
yeah.
confirmed it for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
okay.
just the temporaries for a few months, March, April, May. Yeah, we're through March, so April, May. Two more months.
I just, and I'll hear from her this week, you said?
Yeah, you will. You will.
Okay.
And that'd be the best news, but you'll hear from her. She'll get you out on another job, believe me. Like
she'll
I said, her wires are just crossed because, like Brenda said, she's dealing with some personal stuff. But she'll get you back out. No problem.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, hang in there, Sharon. Most of us have been there.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah,
okay.
I kid you not. I've been there where I didn't even have money for the next month's rent. And then when a friend's like, yeah, we got to get your rent together, I'm like, what? Like, you don't need to pay my rent. It's like, well, I'm not going to leave you out dry. I don't know where that came from.
I've been able to pay all my bills so far,
but
I'm starting to run out of money. I know.
Around you.
We
all need to hear this, that we are being taken care of, even when we don't realize it.
I know. Okay. Thank you so much, both of you, okay?
All right, Sharon.
Before you go, Sharon, can I tell you this real quick? Every day,
sure.
Say that you receive money. Every day. When you get up, I receive
okay.
money. Every cash. Well, you better put it. You got to put it one way or the other. So you want to say you receive cash money every day. I did this for 2 weeks just to see if it would work. You know, if you say something repeatedly every day, and I said I receive money every day. Well, I did either way. Somebody sent me a credit card, or maybe I want
you know
a scratch ticket.
You know I'm stressed about funds. I know.
Yeah, so
you
it wasn't
I'm,
like,
yeah, yeah.
you know, thousands of dollars or anything like that, but I did receive money every day.
Yeah.
I wasn't clear saying cash or whatever, but every day, somehow or another, I did receive money. So I'm saying this to tell you to say the same thing, but maybe you might want to say, I receive $100 every day, cash. I mean,
or even stronger,
like
I am receiving my wealth daily.
Well, that's okay.
That
there you
assumes
go.
That you have your wealth and you do your wealth and that the wealth is yours already and it's still coming in, flowing in towards you, your
mm-hmm.
wealth.
But you don't think the message from Valerie is going to be good? You said it may not be what I'm looking for.
Well,
that's okay. She's going to get you out on a job. We're just trying to tell you to keep money flowing to you.
Yes.
You
yeah,
want
no,
to
I think that Valerie's going to – I just – for me, it's more of a delay with Valerie. It's not so much that you're not going to get what she had said she was going to get for you.
I know. Okay. Okay.
But I know you're impatient.
Yeah.
And that's,
no.
that drive of yours has a lot to do with why you'll be so successful. Keep it up.
I do. thank you both of you again. Blessings to you. Put me on hold. I want to listen, okay?
Okay, you got it, hon. Thank you.
Bye, Sharon.
Okay, area code 408. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. My name's Paula.
Paula? Okay. How are you, Paula?
Good. How are
you? I'm sorry. Is Paula correct?
Ola.
I'm not.
Say it again.
Ola, O-L-A.
Oh, Ola. Your name is Ola?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, is the phone connection pretty bad?
No, that's okay. Are you Spanish or Norwegian?
Neither.
Are you Spanish?
Sounds like Pacific Islander or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm way off. All right.
Oh, no.
Okay, Ola, what can we do for you today, young lady? And thank you for calling.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I actually called about a month ago. You mentioned that I would, find a job that everyone would be a good environment and stuff like that, and that was very true. It's only temporary. What you mentioned, that there would be an opportunity to be permanent, which is fine, I guess. But I was wondering, do you see it being permanent with the current job, or like a completely different job in the company, or something else completely different? Just wondering what you think. I don't know if that made sense.
Within that company, no, you did. I see a permanent job within the company you're working for now.
I'm with her on
There's
that
upward
one.
Upward mobility.
But it's in a different position.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm covering for somebody, so that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. I definitely
see
permanent, but it's in a different position.
Me too. Paying more.
And much better. You'll have a little bit more money. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Amen.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So keep doing the good job that you're doing. You're being watched. You're doing good. So keep doing the good job you're doing. But apply. Start applying.
Yeah, apply internal applications.
Positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. What was that?
You can she's saying apply internally at other, positions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Or even just see the human resources person. I've done that before.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I just, went out and said, you think that, there's something that's open for me, that's a little more, mobile or something. And she took all the stuff I wanted. And she came back and got me another job. And that was at Bank of America.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, so, and that's a real old, established kind of place, but it doesn't matter, where you go. It doesn't have to be a mom and pop for that to happen.
Okay.
And when I did move up, that position I moved into got, like, a $100 raise, like, a week after I was there. So,
that's good.
It almost seems like you're moving into that same kind of scenario.
Oh, good. Okay.
I don't know, $100, but I'm just saying it.
Right.
I'm sensing there's more money coming with that position.
Oh, good. And you said the environment, because you mentioned last time, because I don't really, everyone's like really young there, so I'm not, it's kind of weird working there. But you see it kind of being a good fit, I guess, overall in the future.
Yeah,
you're fine with young people. You're fine with anybody. The age doesn't matter to you, does it?
No.
No. It's weird for me.
They're not looking at you, your age, the way you're thinking about it at the moment.
No.
Right.
It's a call experience.
Right.
It's experience. You have something to learn from them, and they have something to learn from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
they think you're cool.
Okay, it on. I got about 15 minutes left.
Thank
I'm
you.
Going to try and help as many people. You're
thank you,
most
sweetie.
Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good night. You're welcome. Let me try and reach as many more as I can.
Okay. I'll take a back seat.
No. Area code 216, you're on the line. Who's this?
No, she's holding, right?
Hi.
Oh, okay.
It was me. That's
okay.
Just
oh,
put
okay.
me on
hold. That's okay.
443.
Yeah. There we go. 44. Come on. 443,
you
you're on the
I'll
line with Lennox and Brennis.
Hi, how are you
there?
Doing?
It's Linus and Brennis.
Linus and Brennis. There you go. Yeah, I speak different languages. That was my Russian. Anyway. Oh, my God, we're getting silly.
Even they don't understand it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's okay. Linus and Brenda. Who's this? 443.
This is Arlene. How you all doing?
Oh, good.
Yes,
hi, Arlene.
Fine, and you, Arlene. Can you tell?
Yes, I can tell. I can tell. Well, you know, I'm trying to be quick about this. I've been going through some serious transformations in terms of my business as well as personally, and I was wondering if you all saw, me finding employment in the next week or so, or the business sort of transitioning into another direction.
Arlene, why am I seeing you with food, almost like catering? You're not working in a food place, but I see you catering for organizations or committees or church. Wow, you're good at that. Have you thought about doing catering? Or working with the catering company?
No, that hasn't been my thing.
Okay.
I see a lot of women. Like one of the first things when you were talking about my business is she needs to incorporate or target more women into whatever. I don't know what your business is, but seems like women are holding the key for it expanding. Is it a business that markets typically to women, or is it a business that hasn't really checked into that around?
Well, I offer a great deal of spiritual counseling, and of course, in that particular arena, women tend to gravitate to that more easily than men do. Not to say that they don't; it's just that. Mm-hmm.
Now I know with the catering and the food. She could be holding class, Brenda.
Oh, yes.
I just got it now. Arlene, the catering, it wasn't the food. It was all these people that she could help. Like, she could do a class of 25 people and teach them spiritual aspects. Am I right?
Yeah, workshops.
Yes. Yeah.
Really strong. But it's almost like if you were to market, maybe even to agencies with a lot of women there, it's gonna really expand your business. The fact that you know that demographic is working for you, anyway, that was the first thing that bonged for me is like she needs to expand even more into women, or maybe look at non-traditional places where you could market towards women. Maybe even places where there are a high incidence of men and you don't know. mechanic shops, places that you just wouldn't think, or possibly, send out some flyers or something to some place like a Lowe's or a Home Depot or something, because there's something about women that's really going to expand to you. And maybe it is workshops teaching other women to do what you do. And
okay.
Like Anna said, hold classes. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Okay.
You have that
okay.
ability, Arlene. You know this. What you call it for, just to confirm it. I mean, I'm seeing you standing in front doing consultations and all this and getting paid for that, getting paid for this. I mean, you're out there, woman, and you're good. You are good.
Do you have space in your home to do it?
No, not in my home. But finding locations has never really been a difficulty for me or even the other business partner that I have. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
okay.
I would do workshops That'd be great. And a lot of women like to be in feminine energy, all feminine energy, so there's something there. You could market to that. And women take care of so many people. They really need these kind of releases and options anyway.
Okay.
Don't forget mother, you know, housewives. Just because you're not going to a typical job doesn't mean you don't need it.
Yeah, you're still working. And put the cost at where, you know, people can afford it if it's $20 a head. You know,
whatever
for an
you're
hour
doing,
workshop
go
or
further.
Bucks, whatever you want, yes.
Yeah. Whatever you're doing, go further. Stick with your business.
Okay, okay.
And generate more exposure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, to the class, to the workshop. Okay.
Let us know how you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I'm just curious to know how that'll turn out for you. So call me and Brenda back and let us know how you're doing here in a month or less. Because we both see you doing well, but you need to tell us that to see, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Kudos to you, young lady.
Okay. All right.
Thanks,
much appreciated. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay.
862?
Yep, too. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linus and Brenda. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Fine. Your voice sounds like we should remember you. Wait a minute, Jackie.
I just
now know.
I know.
That's right, because your birthday was in January, too, huh?
Yeah, baby.
Didn't I wish you happy birthday? Yep. You're Capricorn
as well. We spoke. Just been running.
So
you
your birthday is in January,
later.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she said you guys spoke.
Yeah, we did speak.
Yeah.
We just haven't spoken in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on, girlfriend? How's the family?
You know, I'm handling what I can handle. But let me tell you something. There was a job I was trying to get like about 10 years ago, and by me reaching out for this particular position, it created so much problems along the way, a lot of politics. But recently, you know, I spoke to my administrator about leaving, going back where I came from, because I just wanted to get out of the place where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
And he advised me to send a letter requesting a transfer if that's what I want, you know. And I just felt like he wasn't sincere about it, but, he just was calling my bluff to see what I would respond to if he picked up the phone and called. Well, the next day out of nowhere, I get an email from an administrator somewhere else, and it was the place where I wanted to go 10 years ago. Now, mind you, things have changed drastically, but I want to get out of where I'm at.
Would you go to this place now that they have the opening, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now, because it's 10 years later, and
right. They're
offering you this job, so do you still feel good about going to this country? I don't feel
where
anything,
but
I want to know how do you feel about
where
going.
Where I feel is my son would be there.
What?
And
well,
I don't know if...
Your son does work there?
No, my son goes to school there. It's another school.
She's a teacher. She's a teacher. I'm sorry, Brenda. You've talked to Brenda before. Brenda doesn't know.
From
Brenda,
grammar school to high school.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go
teacher.
High school because, you know.
So your son would be there. So what is the problem?
It would be his last year. I'm hoping to be there so I can help him get himself together as well.
Now that's where there's trouble. If you're going to expect to do anything for him or interact with him in high school, that could be a problem.
I know, because he tends to test me in front of people, but this was a position I always wanted.
Hey, you have the conversation. When I'm at school, it's business.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is you do, and if you get into trouble, there's no mama coming to pick that up. Something another teacher says is wrong, and too much of that stuff makes me lose my job, you know there's going to be some problems. So I'm not saying you need to be a perfect little kid. You're a senior, but... You know, this is separate.
Right.
So you know, I mean, sort of somebody.
I mean, if he listens, it could work out perfect. You know what I'm saying? He do what he have to do, and I do what I have to do. I give him his space because he's already a stubborn person anyway.
Well, you're going to be tested because you can't just be mommy. You just have to be your job.
Right.
Yeah. When I'm here,
and
this
you
is
know,
I'm
that,
and that's yeah, it when I'm here. Now, once I come home, I'm back to being mama. Don't play with me.
That's right. And senior year is different than any other year in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the A students that you think don't even whisper will do crazy things. Because it's just before they enter the quote-unquote adult world.
And I'm hoping he's the student that's not the A student now. He'll calm down and get serious.
Well, yeah, From a psychological perspective, you know, all bets are off on that. He's just going to – the things he's doing that tests you have to do with his developmental phase, which is to do things to force independence. So that's what adolescence and going into young adult is. They're forcing independence from their parents, usually by causing problems, so that you'll sort of detach and allow them to be. They may still want to be the little baby boy, but they have this strong need to assert independence.
Yeah,
and
he's
that's
been doing
how
a good job at that.
Is about so
he's been doing a real good job at that.
But just telling you how it is,
buddy Jackie.
He has.
No matter how great of a parent you are, doesn't matter if you were Professor Walden or Skinner or one of those psychological greats, your kids still go through the same phases. It's a physical life developmental stage. So
I'd tell you go for the job. I see goodness. So
Brenda's telling you about your son, and
I'm telling you about the job is good, and so Brenda's letting you know the other side. With your son there, it shouldn't really be a problem. Because like you said, business is business and personal is personal. You know?
Yep. Right.
Hi, but
moving forward, real quick, do you see me get in my house yet?
Why haven't you got in that house? It's March. Why aren't you? It's March. Why aren't you in the house? Is your sister still there?
You got 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I think Nina's trying to tell you.
Okay. Jackie,
I'll talk to you later.
Call you. No, wait, I'm taking your phone number down so I can call you back. I know I got it on my phone somewhere, but this way I don't have to look it up. Okay, Jackie, we will talk after the show.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Take care, Jackie.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. You know I love you, girl.
You know I love you.
Okay.
Do you have time for that last person?
No.
No, because it's 2 minutes and I need to say my schedule and Nina needs to do hers.
Yeah, and it's going to cut them off.
I'll be back on the air Wednesday in the studio with Linus, and I'm going to be doing news, a little bit of music, but I'll be doing news. There's a lot of things going on in the news that I want to bring up to date and let people know what's going on. So that's Wednesday, excuse me, at 6 p.m., and Tuesday at 5 to 7 p.m. Oh, crap.
What's
I'm
all
on
that noise?
Doing music for an hour. Oh. I don't know. Nina, come on. Tell your stuff. Sister Network is Levitating Mindset. And what's on Monday, Brenda? I mean, Nina? Oh, my God. Trying to talk
Mindset
fast.
Mindset to Empowerment is on Monday night at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And we are going to have a cooking show again. Oh, Brenda and I and Mel and Lydia are going to give you some good ideas. Tuesday we have book club. We are doing chapters 4, 5, 6 of To Kill a Mockingbird. It's an awesome book. Wednesday, and that's at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Wednesday, it's Time to Love with Lydia. And I'm not sure what she's going to be discussing this week, but that's at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. So tune in to us at Levitating Mindset.
Monday at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
Monday, yeah. I want to say their cooking shows are good. Y'all need to come in because I learned some things, and I love to cook. But you know what? You can always learn something new or a new way of doing something. So I would tell you to please come in and join. And definitely To Kill a Mockingbird. And also on Wednesday, her Time to Love. So, and then, oh, one more thing. Friday Traffic Jams, I'm on Spreaker.com for 2 hours of music, and I try to make your weekend jump off. Okay, thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Brenda, for joining the show today. Thank you, Nina, in the chat room. Thank you, folks on the line and listening audience. We really appreciate you. And if no one's told you they love you today, we love you. Hello. All right, everybody, we're going to close this out because it's been off now. So thank you.